Hey, thanks, guys. First of all, thanks to 92.9 for being here.
No, thank you for having us.
The restaurant at Murph's, where everybody's having a blast, and we really appreciate it. And so thanks for having me on.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for sitting down. For those that don't recognize the voice, Dale Murphy, sitting down with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. How are you? How are you enjoying all the festivities?
It's been great. You know, like everybody says, just a big celebration of the game. I talk to MLB people, you know, who put this on, obviously, somewhere different every year, and I just say, how's it going?
Right.
And they say it's going great. So I think Atlanta, just the area, you know, the whole area here at the Galleria, at the Battery, just everything. I know there's things going on around the city, but just everything's – I think everybody's having a good experience, a good fan experience, a fun home run derby last night. Should be a fun game tonight.
Okay, so the home run derby. Because my partner here just enlightened me that you were in the home run derby.
Well, apparently I was in the first one associated – In with the All-Star game, the day before the All-Star game.
Right.
In 85 in Minnesota, they got a different format. They got you can Google it. And I think there might even be some highlights on YouTube. But, yeah, they got us together. They said, hey, we're going to play three or four innings. It's going to be American League versus National League. I can't remember the format. No one hit a ton of home runs because I can't remember how you made an out. But, like, I hit four.
Right.
I think but combined, I think Andre Dawson was on the team, I think. Ryan Sandberg. Anyway, we lost American League.
It was an AL versus NL format. I see.
Yeah,
we played
like three or four innings.
Oh, okay, I got it.
So we kept rotating. And so people have said it evolved from there. It's a little different now. Like, the winners in 85 didn't get $1 million.
You didn't get $1 million bucks, yeah. Huh? You get $1 million. Yeah, Cal Raleigh got $1 million last night.
And what a great – I mean, he's great. Yeah. What a story. And then his dad and his brother catching.
Awesome.
What a cool story. It's kind of very baseball-ish.
Yes.
You know, to have your dad there? You kidding me?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that was just tremendous. So, yeah, people have said, you know, Murph, that was the first one. I mean, I had been in other home run derbies associated with the All-Star game. And then, obviously, it evolved, and now it's very entertaining, a lot of fun. And I don't think we were that entertaining, but we had fun. Tom Brunansky, he was with the Twins at that time, hit a home run to win it in the last inning, and so it was cool.
Nice. They put the graphic up last night, and they did not explain the format or anything like that, but they put it up because Jazz Chisholm hit three, right?
Right.
And they were like, well, if he would have been in the first one, he would have been doing great.
He'd been right there with Murph. I'd have beat him by one.
Yeah, you'd have had him by one.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool format, actually, but – you know, this is cool, you know, just the whole thing, the buzz around it, and I think MLB puts on a good show with that.
When you think back to your days as an All-Star, I mean, you were a part of many All-Star teams. Do you a memory stand out about your first, or maybe is there a favorite, or tell us a story or two about the All-Star
experience? Well, I always say my most memorable is probably your first, and my favorite is one I hit a home run in, so... I hit a home run in 84 at Candlestick Park, and my first one was 1980 at Dodger Stadium, kind of obviously an iconic ballpark, and a lot of the Big Red Machine were on there. Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Davey Concepcion, Ken Griffey Sr.
Right.
I think he got the MVP of the game. I think George Foster might have been on this, but – you know, that was 1980. In 1970, in the mid-70s, that was only 5 or 6 years before, I was watching Big Red Machine, you know, on TV as a kid. And here I am. I mean, it was just how else do you describe it? It's just unreal.
Sure.
And being on the same team and on the same field, it's just, you know, Mike Schmidt's there. And I'm just trying to think of everybody else. Steve Garvey and a bunch of the Dodger guys there. And so, yeah, and, you know, I know this is the old guy talking, but remember back then we didn't have interleague play, so the All-Star game was like, you know, does anybody know this guy pitching tonight? You've ever played with him in the minor leagues? You know, let's talk about this guy because we had never faced some of the guys. For instance, I faced Clemens in Houston, and that was the first time I ever faced Roger Clemens. I grounded out to short First ball I saw I could hit, I swung. I'm like, I'm not going to hang around here, you know. And so things like that, you know, happen. I faced Goose Gossage, you know, in my first one, and I hit a weak ground ball a third. So anyway, yeah, that first one was just a crazy experience. Yeah. Really, really fun.
Or how did your position change? How did it go? Because we,
yeah,
you're a catcher.
Yeah,
you came as a catcher, first baseman. How they?
Well, yeah, I was catcher, drafted as a catcher.
Right.
It was fun to watch the draft the other night. See all those, a lot of young kids. But I was drafted out of high school out of Portland, Oregon, 74, and I was a catcher. Caught through the minor leagues. Started kind of my defense throwing was a little erratic. I ended up getting out of that. I caught about 80 games with Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And then Bobby said, you know, let's move you to first base. Maybe that'll work out a little better.
Right.
And it didn't work out a little better. It was not acceptable. And then we traded for Chris Chambliss. Who really solidified that early 80s team once we got Chris. You know, because the first baseman covers up a lot of errors. You know, not only are they tougher plays, you got to play the position, but you cover up a lot of bad throws,
sure,
you know, picking it and all that kind of stuff. So when we got Chris, obviously there was not a position for me, and Bobby called me and said, let's, you know, come to spring training ready to play the outfield. I was like, do I have a choice? He's like, no. You know, we've tried you everywhere else, Murph. So that's how I got there.
Oh,
and very lucky, very thankful.
Hell
Bobby
yeah,
saved,
sure,
Bobby
hell
saved
yeah
my career.
Yeah.
You know, I started to hit a little bit, and he's like trying to find me a place. So
right. Dale Murphy joining us here on the Midday Show as we're broadcasting live from Murph's, getting ready for the All-Star game tonight. Look, obviously the first half for the Braves didn't go
yeah
the way that we wanted it to. A lot of guys who we have seen be good and are really good hitters just aren't, you know, in slumps or whatever you want to call it. If they asked you to go in and talk to those guys, like what would your message be to some of these guys that are struggling?
They all know, and the catchers all know ideas and thoughts and mechanics. You know, if I was just saying one thing, I'd say, you know, it's easy to show up to the ballpark or anything you're doing when things are going smoothly. This is when you earn your money right now. You know, this is when you earn your it's when you're getting a couple. Well, 3 or 4 years ago, we led the world in runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy, but you know what I mean? Come to the ballpark and you're like, well, we're going to score 6 runs or
yeah,
seven.
Fun.
You know, and I'm going to get a hit. If I don't, someone else is. And you're rolling. And when things are down, that's when you got to figure it out. Mentally, you got to do something extra. You got to work harder. You have got to sit down and talk to yourself and get you, because you're going to play 80 more games. Let's go. You're
right,
getting paid a lot of money. Well, this is when you earn it. You know, don't go around hanging your head. Don't go, you know, blaming other people. This is when you earn your money, when things get tough. And so that's what all I'd say is, that would be my message. I mean, I got all kinds of ideas in my head, like we all do mechanically.
Right.
But they know that. They're going to work on that. But that's what I would say is mentally, look, my grandchildren are going to be watching you tonight. I want you to run the ball out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want you to play hard.
Right.
Look, I've been there. We've all been there, except a few guys didn't have a lot of slumps, like Chipper, Tony Gwynn, Pete Rose, Derek Jeter. You know, those guys didn't have a lot of slumps. Most of us have been through it.
Right.
And it's no fun. But you gotta push through. Play hard. And baseball is a game where, what's play hard mean in baseball? That means you hit a ground ball to shortstop. You're running it out. You don't hang your head. You pop it up. And trust me, you got time for a quick story?
Yeah.
So we're really struggling.
We're here for.
I'm in the minor leagues. We're really struggling. A-ball, Bobby Dews, great legendary coach with the Braves, my manager. And we're struggling, and we're all in slumps trying to figure it out. I'm 19 years old. And I'm in a big slump. He goes, he had a team meeting. Okay, he goes, okay, everybody, listen up. Next guy that doesn't run a pop out at, wait, let me say, doesn't run it out if you pop it up or fly out to center field and you hang your head and you loaf to first, just sit down on the bench, take yourself out because, you know, I'm taking you out. Just take yourself out, you know, trying to pump us up. So I get up there, I'm catching. I'm the number one draft choice the year before. I'm catching. and I pop it up, and I loaf out of the box, throw my bat on the ground, and I'm like, oh, dang, I'm supposed to be running. I run a couple steps to first base. I come back to the bench. I don't put on my catching gear.
Because you already know.
I'm taking myself out. And Bobby goes, Murph, what are you doing? I go, I'm taking myself out. He goes, no, not you, Murph.
Not you. No. That was for the other guys.
Yeah, he's like,
not for you.
No, Murph, get that catching gear on and get out there. So my point, look, it's just a mental battle. And the thing about baseball, it's every day.
Right.
So that's the hard part. When playing hard in baseball means every day. It's not a physically exerting game. It's up here right. That you have got to push through. And so that's what I would say. Earn your money, play hard, yep. No matter how you're hitting. Well, I don't care.
We appreciate
you
it
so much, brother.
That's so fun. I listened to you. I was telling you that I was listening when you got knighted.
I know you told me.
From wherever.
Yeah.
It's an actual place, though.
I know. I Googled it after I was listening to your show. It's like, what the heck?
Micronation or something. Yeah, Sir Randy McMichael.
It's a, whatever it is.
Don't take a shot at my people, Murph.
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for
coming to Murph's and have fun. Look forward to the game night.
Should we be always a good have show. A great time.
Thank you so
Dale
much,
Murphy
guys.
There, Braves legend.